This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, referralsforseniors.com. And again, we look for the very best companies to be a part of that with us. And of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. And that comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you, we'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have two new guests in studio with us from Touching Hearts at Home, and Stacy Tabor and Franny Schmidt. So, Stacy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And Franny, thank you.
Hi, good to be here.
Hey, glad to have you guys. And this is pretty convenient because you guys are on the fourth floor and we're on the 12th floor, so you didn't have to travel far.
We're close. Yeah, we're neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right, so let's talk about this. And, you know, hopefully we're going to do some more of this throughout 2020 with you, because this whole senior care thing is a ginormous industry. And just like with any other industry, though, not all are created equal. I mean, there's some great companies out there like yourself, not so good ones. So let's go back, though, how you guys even got into this. And Franny, I'll let you start. How did this concept come up? What made you want to get into this industry? And give us a little background.
Stacy and I have known each other for a long time. We've been best of friends for about 15 years. We've worked together in different capacities, but when we found an opportunity to serve a market, to serve seniors and families in communities where we live and breathe and raising our children, we jumped on it. A friend of mine was a caregiver for a Touching Hearts at Home office here in the area. And after hearing more and more about her clients and the families that she was serving, we knew that it was the right thing for us to do. Stacy and I both organically had situations where we experienced the need or the desire or want or lack of for in-home care, and it just presented itself, and we knew that this was a chance for us to make a difference and to touch families and to serve people. And so it was just a calling for us both.
Right. And Stacy, I mean, this is a pretty competitive field. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people, companies do this. So what are some of the things that you feel set you guys apart?
I think it's really important when you look at a company that because it's such a family decision, that you go with a company that the owners are very involved, that a company has a priority of care management, so it's someone that actually sits with you and actually looks at all the facets of the decision you're making. You know, there's a lot of decisions that people make when they're aging and they want to stay at home, but they might be declining in care, you know, in abilities, or they have a health issue they're experiencing. So there's a lot of choices out there. There's staying at home, going to assisted living, going to skilled nursing, and so I think you want to go with a company that looks at the whole thing holistically, that looks at partners that you can bring in. And if you choose home care, they're sitting down with you and making a long-term plan. Sure. And that has ongoing care management involved. So it's not just, you know, fitting you with a caregiver that's a good match for your loved one, but actually has a management behind it that's looking at, you know, what's the long-term solution going to look like, and not just something that's short term. So, I mean, that's something that we certainly do. We have Dee Dee here listening in today, and she's one of our care coordinators. So she comes out every 7 to 10 days and is responsible to just checking in on the caregiver and the client and the family to make sure that the care is matching what
the
needs
are. Yeah, just
everybody's
gelling. Because sometimes you can have two great people and personalities just don't match.
Because I think that's the biggest fear when families and people make this decision that, you know, so this wonderful caregiver is going to come out to our house. So, you know, but they're not in an office. And so who's managing them? Who's checking in to make sure that's good, you know, that the care is going well. So that's someone that's what Dee Dee's there for. And that's what Franny and I do. So we meet with every client that we bring on to our care family. We meet with them individually. We meet with the family. So we're very involved with our company.
Right.
So it's very important to us.
Sure. Yeah. So is it like a contractual basis of how long they have to do some type of care with you, or how does that work for you?
Not at all. We know that situations change, and one way or another, a lot of folks improve, maybe coming home from a rehab situation. Some folks, just based on their needs, decline over time and need more care. So we're very flexible in that regard. When you're signing up with Touching Hearts at Home, we certainly want to be a long-term partner to you. Whether or not we're involved forever is up to the family, but there's nothing that says you're with us for 6 months, 1 year. Our agreements are very, very flexible because we work with all walks of life. So we look for people that are maybe just needing a little bit of care for long term, all the way up to someone maybe coming home with hospice care. And we know that that's not going to be a long term situation for that family. So we're just there to support during that time. Sure. So we're very flexible.
You know, life changes quickly. Mm-hmm. I just got a call this morning. Good buddy of mine, his kids just drove up here from Texas. They're planning on going skiing for the week. They got a call this morning that his son's wife's father had a stroke, had to be airlifted to a hospital. So right now is in Oklahoma, airlifted to the hospital. They just came to ski. So now their whole world has changed, you know, no matter what the outcome is. And so things happen quickly, and this is something that most of us don't like to talk about with family members. But you know what? Having a plan makes everything so much better. And I don't think there's ever too early of a time to contact someone like yourselves. Just come in and say, hey, look, you know, we may be 5 years down the road from this or 10 years, but we just want to see what's available out there and know who we can call when that time comes, instead of somebody slipping and falling and, you know, can they still stay at home safely or not stay at home? So, I mean, just that plan can help so much, can't it, Stacey?
It can. Yeah. And I mean, that's our whole mission. Our mission is to provide a service that allows people to age in place and stay in their home, and, you know, as long as possible. So that means if someone, you know, might be looking down 5 years from the road, we offer a free consultation. Okay. Our business is all about just educating that this is an option. It is an alternative to, you know, what we might have thought, you know, 20 years ago.
Sure.
It was, you know, you get older and you go to a nursing home. And so, you know, now there's all these other options. Home care is an option. It's an affordable option. And so we're happy to meet with any family free of charge, have that conversation. It's kind of a mission of ours is just to educate.
Sure.
And just that people know that there is choice. There are options out there. So we're happy to do that. Anytime you can call us anytime and have that conversation, and at least you have that information so you Absolutely. Can make a more educated decision
right.
when the time comes.
The company is Touching Hearts at Home. Again, their number 303-632-8786. 303-632-8786. TouchingHearts.com. And, you know, maybe you just spent some recent time with family, and maybe you noticed a mom or a dad or a grandparent, uncle or aunt that's, boy, has declined since the last time you've seen them, and maybe it's not safe for them to be at home. Maybe it is, with some help, and this is what this company is all about. So I hope you'll give them a call. Once again, it's a free consultation, 303-632-8786. So, Franny, let's talk about a little bit what you do as far as services, because there's, my understanding, there's kind of a medical care side of in-home care, and then there's non-medical, and you guys are non-medical, right?
That's right.
Okay.
The term is non-medical. So the way I describe it to families is picture yourself or a family member and what you would do on a day-to-day basis. And maybe you need a little bit of support and maybe you need a whole lot of support. And we always encourage independence. So our goal is to not come in and charge into someone's home and take over and start doing for someone.
Right.
So when we sit down and we meet with that family, we talk about specific needs. And so that could be things that you used to do very well and you need a little bit of help. So we spend a lot of time doing meal preparation, creating grocery lists, think about putting clean sheets on a bed, doing laundry, making sure medications are taking at the appropriate time. So those household duties, something that you would do on a regular basis to maintain your household. But we also provide a lot of personal care. So we're talking about folks that may be coming home from a rehab situation or hospital setting where they're no longer able to toilet on their own, to shower on their own. Maybe they need assistance even standing up because they're unsteady after a recent fall. So that's the personal care standpoint that we, or aspect of the business that we take care of. We can do anything from just a little bit of standby assistance, making sure someone's steady, all the way up to someone who's fully bedbound, no longer able to get out of bed, transfer. Maybe they need assistance with a Hoyer lift. But just caring for a person wherever they may be in their physical state.
Right.
So.
And, you know, it takes a lot of training in doing what caregivers do as well. I mean,
yeah.
You take just a simple fact of getting someone out of a tub or getting them into a tub or in and out of a shower. And look, we all love our parents and relatives and all, but I'm going to tell you, I don't know of anything more taxing and anything that wears you out more than taking care of someone. I mean, I think we've all sat in a hospital for 6 or 8 hours with a friend, mm-hmm. and you're exhausted when you go home, and all you did was sit, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so much on you. And so to let you keep your spot in the family, so to speak, and just take care of that person, meaning be there for support, but to have professionals come in and do all those other things that will help them, it probably even helps a lot of relationships, you know, because, I mean, it's easy to just lose your mind after a little while when you get so tired, right?
That's a big piece of what we do. We call it respite care. So our goal is, we're always looking at a family member as maybe that primary caregiver, but our goal is to be able to come in and do some of those things that the family member is doing, so that as a daughter or a son caring for a parent, they can be a daughter, they can be a son, they can enjoy spending that time together without having that responsibility or feeling like they have the responsibility or burden of caregiver. Like, I have to do this for mom, I have to do this for dad. Mm-hmm. They can come in and enjoy that time, where we can make that very routine and very simple, and everyone knows our role,
sure,
as a professional caregiver, and then giving that family the opportunity to be family.
Right. Once again, the number, 303-632-8786, 303-632-8786. You can check out their website, touchinghearts.com. So, Stacy, what's the biggest hurdle sometimes in just because everybody wants to stay in their home as long as they can, but sometimes it's just not safe to do so. So, I mean, do you find it tough sometimes convincing just all the siblings to get together and agree before you guys go in and talk? I mean, how does that work real quick?
I think that's a good question. So I think a lot of times when we meet with families, they don't even know that this service exists. Right. So I think, you know, if it's a crisis situation in the hospital, it's, you know, you're coming home, what do? And so a lot of times you're going to rehab, and then a lot of times the next logical step is to go to assisted living. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's not a good fit. You know, it could be a fit for short term, but they might recover. It could be 30 days,
sure,
you know, just with a little bit of help, and they could go back to being independent. So I think the biggest hurdle a lot of times it's just knowing that the option's there. That I think a lot of times for home care, it just depends on where the situation is. But most times home care is a more affordable option. If someone doesn't need round-the-clock care, but just a little bit of care, this is something that you can do that's that will extend your,
right,
your budget,
sure,
a lot longer. You can do care for 9 hours a week, and that's all you need. So,
right,
I think a lot of times for me, when I meet with families, it's more that they just, it's education.
Mm-hmm.
It's more just understanding what the options are and understanding, you know, financially, which is the best option for them too.
Right. About a minute and a half left. So let's talk about the financial side of things and kind of how that works. I mean, they don't have insurance and things. I mean, I'm assuming there's a cash pay option, but then what insurances, or Medicaid, Medicare, whatever? I mean, how does that work?
So we are private pay.
Okay.
We do work with long-term care insurance.
Okay.
And that's a policy that a lot of folks have in place, and I would encourage anyone listening to certainly look at as we age, you know, live longer, and we think about the importance of caring for ourselves and not putting a burden on family members,
sure,
to care for us financially. It's something I would look at. But something else just to add quickly for Stacy is that we're a great bridge. We provide people, families, the option to think and to make an informed decision about the next step without having to make a hasty decision about,
right,
we're just going to make a quick move, or we're going to do something without really getting a chance to breathe and think,
mm-hmm,
about what's going to be best for families. So we're really, we're a great solution for that, for families that are that are in that crisis situation.
Great. You know, New Year's right around the corner, and a lot of times we make a lot of New Year's resolutions to do with a lot of different things. And you know what? A bad one may be this. I mean, one to do, you should do this, and that is sit down and talk with family members about a plan. And boy, no greater sign of showing how much you love your family than to have a plan to take care of everyone. So, folks, it's a free consultation, and I highly suggest you get these ladies involved, Stacy Tabor, Franny Schmidt. They will be glad to help you. And again, it's Touching Hearts at Home, and we're going to be doing hopefully some more things throughout 2020 with these ladies just to bring you that education, to let you know what's available out there. So once again, their number, 303-632-8786. And ladies, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having us.
We'll look forward to our next visit. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant, with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, a little white stuff out there today. How are you?
We got some white fungus going on, so we have a snow sale going on out here today.
Absolutely. Hey, come in today. Everybody will be serious. You got to be serious to get out in it, and they'll be serious to sell you a car, right?
You bet. We're showing up, so we don't want to show up to nobody. So come on out, and we'll make the deal right. I promise you.
Absolutely. Once again, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. And, you know, Dan, real quick, I was on your website. Man, that's a great place for people to start if they're looking for something pre-owned. You guys do a great job there. And, man, a lot of different photos on each vehicle they can look through there. So talk about your website just a little bit.
Yeah, we try. That's always a big maintenance item, trying to, we trade for cars, buy cars. We try to keep our pictures up to date and, put the best pricing we can on there. We shop the market and, make sure our cars are ranked, in the top, one, two, I hope, in the market. But we work really, really hard at pricing, taking pictures so you can see the tires, you can see the odometer, you can see the equipment. If there's a flaw on it, we try to point that out as well. So, there's no surprises. We just try to make it as transparent as we possibly can. And it's all there, right there for you. So, we've had lots and lots of customers just look at that, call us over the phone, internet, swap back and forth, and boom, boom, boom. They just come right in and take a look at the car, and it's as it appeared on the website, and we just make the deal and go. We can do it over the phone or over the internet, or they can come in person.
Yeah, I believe the gentleman that came over a week or so ago, I believe he saw the truck on the internet there, then he liked, and then came in and got it. So,
it did its job then,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really an easy way to do it, because you can do it in the privacy of your own home or office, and just, you know, like I say, I try to put, you know, 20 to 30 pictures of every single car, you know, show interiors, exteriors, sunroofs, tires, you know, trunks, hoods, you know, try to show you everything as if you were here live. So,
yeah,
it's an easy way to shop.
And I tell everyone, you know, hey, if you don't see it there, give you a call. And, I mean, you never know. Every 5 minutes can be different with who walks in the door. So if they don't see something on there, give you a call, let you know what they're looking for. And, you know, you never know when that might show up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, preface this whole conversation, it's labor intensive. So I probably have 10 cars on my lot right now that aren't on the website just because we freshly traded for it, bought it. And, you know, I have a full-time buyer out there that, you know, just goes around the state, the country, wherever he can get cars bought. And, you know, so he's always got something cooking. And, you know, if I tell him I need a, you know, a 69 widget, you know, go find it. He'll go find it for me. So, you know, so absolutely. If it's out there and we can get it and it's a good car, I'll try to accommodate the customer.
Well, good deal. Dan Johnson's our guest, general manager of Len Lyle Chevrolet. Once again, the only automotive dealer we have ever been involved with here at Haystack Help Radio and Haystack Help, our TV show, all the things that we've done. You know what? Hey, how can we tell you they're the best if we haven't decided they're the best? So I promise you, that's the only one you'll ever hear us talk about is Len Lyle Chevrolet. And Dan, no doubt the end of the year is a great time to buy a car, but you know what? That's past. But you know what? You guys are always doing things. There's some great incentives right now to get in there and get a vehicle today.
You know, I was really surprised that General Motors, you know, came out firing, you know, last January, January 19, we kind of got off to a slow start. This year, boy, they juiced the incentives. We got, you know, on the 2020s, you know, we're well into those. We got 0%. We got, you know, big, big rebates. I mean, you can do $10,000-$12,000 off on a Silverado on a 2020. And, I mean, it's, I got, you know, I do have a couple of Corvettes left. There's 0% on those. You know, it's just they came out firing, which I'm glad to see. You know, it's
sure.
You
know, and this is a new model deal for the Corvette, right?
Well, not yet.
Or not yet. No, okay, there is the old one.
Yeah, right. It is coming. It's around the corner. They're starting production in February.
Wow.
You know, I think the first ones rolled off the assembly line last week, but we still have a couple leftover 19s, which is a fabulous car, and you know that incentive at 0% when you're talking $60,000-$80,000, that makes a big difference.
No kidding. And you know what? Hey, this weather like this, I know a lot of people don't think of, you know, the service side of it much as far as tires and all. And yeah, there's a lot of competition, the big box stores with tires and all. But you know what? You guys do a great job there. So everybody's sliding around a little bit. Hey, not a bad thing to come by Len Lyle and get a fresh set of tires on your vehicle.
You know, and that is so important. People say, oh, I need all-wheel drive. I need this. You know, one of the most important things you can do is have good tires on your car.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes all the difference in the world. And we have a tire price match guarantee. I mean, there's, you know, if my prices are, you got a price quoted at a Walmart or Costco or wherever, we guarantee we can match it. And, you know, we'll look at everything. We do multi-point inspections for free and just make sure everything's good around the wheel and tire there. That's very important.
Sure.
But I do want to mention, too, in weather like this, Scott, there will be a few mishaps running around out there.
and
we do have a full-service body shop. And, you know, we work with all insurance companies and, you know, we use OEM parts, original manufacturer parts, not aftermarket. We don't shortcut. We make the insurance companies get that car back to the original way it should be. And, a lot of the body shops will try to shortcut for the insurance company, and that's just not right. We don't do that.
Yep.
And so if something happens, and we have rental cars, we have, loaner cars, we have all kinds of things, to help, help the customers out. I know that's a really bad time when you crack up your car, so we'll do everything in our power to make life easy for them.
Right. And, Kevin Flesh, our attorney, we were doing a show yesterday on his show, Legal Talk, and we were talking about this, and then I had a gentleman that does home restoration, like if your basement pipes break, and we got in this conversation, and so I want to bring it up again because it fits in your industry as well and probably more so in yours. But he said a lot of times, people, their pipes break in their basement, they call their insurance, then the insurance says, well, here's who you need to call. This is our preferred list. These are our approved contractors. And, I'm not sure if this is for every state, but I will tell you, in the state of Colorado, you are in charge of who fixes your car or who you hire as a contractor to do something. Your insurance company does not dictate that. And they do try to steer them. And like you say, you guys are on a lot of lists, but there may be times where they just try to steer them to certain other shops.
No, it happens all the time. I mean, I've had customers that have bought 10, 20, 30 cars from me, and they get in their first mishap, and they go, well, Allstate or Geico or somebody's telling me to take it over to, XYZ body shop. And mm-hmm. I'm going, no.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Bring
right.
it over here. We'll take care of you. And the insurance company doesn't care. I mean, once the client says, I want to go to Lynn Lyle, we work with them. We're not, it's all on the up and up. It's
sure.
And it's not, any adversarial relation at all with the insurance company. They like us.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So it's a win-win for everybody, in a bad situation when you have a car accident.
Yeah, no doubt. And most of the time it's not just two cars that get into it. In weather like this, it's going to be six or eight cars. There's going to be some damage there. Well, get by and see Dan. And hey, if you make it by, you'll be greeted there probably on the parking lot by Dan's friendly staff. But just let him know you'd like to say hello to Dan, meet him, let him know you heard about him here on the show and KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. LynnLyle.com is the website. Go check it out. And, hey, if you need some tires, need some service, hopefully not the body shop, but if you do, I have used them a few times, and they have done great. And but as Dan mentioned, 0% on a lot of things, and just great, great values, and I promise you they'll take care of you. So, Dan, hey, man, we appreciate it, and we'll get by and see you soon, sir.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right, sir. You as well. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the least. We'll be right back.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
It's Pet Dental Health Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they are celebrating oral health for pets all through the month of February. Free oral screens will be offered by their technicians in the lobby, and when your dog or cat receives a dental procedure, you'll be entered into their special dental health gift basket drawing. You'll earn reward points at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center when you download their free app. Hey, this is Scott Watley for Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and we've trusted our pets' care this great staff since 2003. Call today and schedule your pet for their dental care, 303-708-8050. That's 308-708-8050. Check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley. Glad to have Dr. Mark Ridge back with us. 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com is their website, and their number, 720-722-0386. Again, 720-722-0386. And once again, we welcome Dr. Riggs. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Hey, always great to see you. Boy, last week, great show. A lot of great areas there we covered. So I thought maybe for those that didn't get to join us last week, might recap a little bit on that.
Absolutely. So if you didn't catch last week's radio show, you can check out our website. It's episode 22 on the functional approach to depression. And we talked about depression in the context of the way conventional Western medicine views depression, which is based on this chemical imbalance theory. Right, we've all heard about that. We all hear about it all the time about how, you know, people with mood disorders and psychiatric disorders must have a chemical imbalance, and we hear words like serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine. But despite it being almost sacrilegious to say so, depression and other mental health conditions are actually not caused by chemical imbalances. And I'll say that again. They are not caused by chemical imbalances. At least that's not what the scientific literature suggests. But like many medical myths, this idea has been ingrained in our minds for decades and has been accepted by both the public and most healthcare practitioners. So the most popular class of these antidepressant drugs are known as SSRIs, and these drugs claim to balance these chemicals known as neurotransmitters, specifically serotonin. And these drugs are, for example, Celexa, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft. But like I said, unfortunately, there's absolutely no evidence to support the chemical imbalance theory, and recent reviews, which we've posted on our website, and you can check it out after the show, under the review article tab. Recent reviews of the research have demonstrated no link between depression or any other mental disorder and an imbalance in chemicals in the brain. Research suggests that depression is not actually caused by low serotonin, and large reviews have shown that serotonin-based antidepressants may not be any more effective than placebos. I just saw a recent research article making that conclusion just recently. And that's at least for mild to moderate depression. And from a functional medicine perspective, drugs don't address the underlying cause of depression in a curative way anyway. So on top of that, I mentioned last show, a professor emeritus of psychology and neuroscience at Michigan University, Dr. Elliot Valenstein, dismantles the chemical imbalance theory in his book, Blaming the Brain. So I would definitely encourage anybody interested in this topic to check out that book, Blaming the Brain, on Amazon. And he makes several key points that I discussed on that previous show that's now up on our website. So check that out. He does a really great job of dismantling that chemical imbalance theory. Another problem is that we can't currently measure serotonin and norepinephrine in the brains of patients. Estimates can only be made and inferred by measuring metabolites of these neurotransmitters in the urine and cerebrospinal fluid, of which less than half are found in the brain. And by the way, testing is almost never done in a clinical setting for these neurotransmitters anyway. It's just diagnosis based on treatment, right? Mm-hmm. They try a drug. If it doesn't work or if you have serious adverse effects, then you get put on a different drug. And finally, and most importantly, I'd like everybody listening to know that there is not a single peer-reviewed article that can be accurately cited to support claims of serotonin deficiency in any mental disorder, but there are many articles that present evidence to the contrary. And also, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM, does not list serotonin as the cause of any mental disorder, and the American Psychiatric Press textbook of clinical psychiatry addresses serotonin deficiency in an unconfirmed hypothesis, stating additional experience has not confirmed the monoamine depletion hypothesis. So when all the evidence is taken in full, it should be abundantly clear that depression is not caused by a chemical imbalance. And a few of these reasons that this medical myth has been perpetuated, despite a complete and total lack of support in scientific literature, include that patients are much more amenable to drug treatment when they're told they have a physical disease.
Sure.
We're also all highly susceptible to direct-to-consumer advertising, and now patients are even presenting to their doctors with a self-described chemical imbalance, which just perpetuates things in popular culture. Also, medical insurers are primarily concerned with cost, and they want to discourage treatments such as psychotherapy that may involve many visits at a higher cost than just a monthly drug prescription. And the insurer's control over payment schedules enables insurance companies to shift treatment towards drugs and away from psychotherapy. Also, and very importantly, all publicly traded for-profit companies, including drug companies, are required by law to increase their value of their investors' stock. So therefore, they will do anything they can legally, and some might say illegally, to maximize revenues. And studies have shown that advertisements placed by drug companies in either professional journals or distributed directly to physicians and other claims by drug reps are often exaggerated and misleading and do not accurately reflect the scientific literature. So as I mentioned, everything that I'm talking about here, you can check out our website. I've added these citations and these resources to our research article page. And I'm not just discussing and trying making an attempt to dismantle this ingrained theory of chemical imbalances just for the sake of argument. It would be kind of pointless if I didn't also present a better alternative to this chemical imbalance theory. And guess what? One actually exists. And one of the most recent theories about potential causes of depression is called the immune cytokine model of depression. And I've got a resource, a scientific literature article to support this theory and what it's all about. And this theory basically holds that inflammation, often originating in the gut, produces chemical messengers called cytokines, and these cytokines travel through the bloodstream, cross the blood-brain barrier, and suppress activity of the frontal cortex. And that in turn causes the symptoms that we label as depression. So it's, like I mentioned last time, it's not a disease in and of itself, but it's a symptom of underlying dysfunction, and it's inflammation that is thought to be the primary contributor, not chemical imbalances, as I mentioned on the last show. And so in this case, then the solution to depression is not to increase serotonin availability in the brain necessarily, but to reduce inflammation primarily in the gut. And lots of recent scientific literature is revealing that depression is associated with low-grade chronic inflammatory response, and it's accompanied by increased oxidative stress. In a great review paper, again, that I've added to the website by Michael Burke in 2013, it was led by Michael Burke, the authors presented several lines of evidence supporting the connection between depression and inflammation. And they found that depression is often present in acute inflammatory illness. Higher levels of inflammation increase the risk for developing depression significantly. Administering endotoxins that provoke inflammation in healthy people trigger the classic depressive symptoms, and 1/4 of patients who take interferon, a medication used to treat hepatitis C that causes significant inflammation, develop major depression. 1/4 of those patients. Remission of clinical depression is also so often associated with a normalization of inflammatory markers. So we know that there's a significant connection there, and more study is being done as we speak on this connection. Interestingly enough, antidepressants and particularly SSRIs have been shown to reduce pro-inflammatory cytokines, increase production of anti-inflammatory cytokines, and also change gene expression for some immune cells that are involved in the inflammatory process. So this suggests that part of the reason why that small fraction of patients that take SSRIs, and I've talked to my medical doctor friends that anywhere between 10 to 20% of their patients benefit from these drugs.
Right.
Now that's abysmal, right? Mm. That's terrible, but it might suggest that the reason for that 10 to 20% efficacy is that SSRIs are actually anti-inflammatory. So that helps explain their mechanism of action in the patients that it actually works and helps support that inflammation is the primary driver of depression, not a chemical imbalance. So the research on this topic is vast. The connection between depression and inflammation is now beginning to be very well established. So the next obvious question is, what is the cause of the inflammation leading to depression? And so, you know, we talked about this outdated and inaccurate chemical imbalance theory that doesn't work for the vast majority of patients taking these medications. We talk about how A new prevailing theory is this inflammatory cytokine model of depression suppressing the frontal cortex and leading to the symptoms of depression. So now, what causes the inflammation that causes the depression? And I mentioned this last show. Diet, because a standard American diet is super pro-inflammatory. Obesity, because obesity results in whole body pro-inflammatory state. Gut health, because imbalances in gut health and gut bacteria and leaky gut syndrome results in inflammation. Stress, because stress stimulates pro-inflammatory cytokine production. Lack of physical activity increases levels of inflammation in the body. Chronic sleep loss has been well documented in the scientific literature to increase inflammatory markers. Chronic infections produce ongoing inflammation. Other infections, including dental caries and periodontal disease, and vitamin D deficiency, because vitamin D reduces pro-inflammatory markers. So, based on those handful of top offenders, top causers of chronic systemic low-grade inflammation, the very best thing that we can do from a functional approach is to adopt an anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle, which involves us eating a nutrient-dense whole food diet, getting enough sleep and addressing causes of insomnia, managing stress better, and the different variations of stress, not just emotional stress, perceived stress, but also metabolic stress and sleep stress and inflammatory stress. Getting appropriate physical activity, not too little but not too much either, and nourishing and healing the gut and removing any gut offenders. As I mentioned, investigate other underlying causes of inflammation is step two. So adopting that anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle is number one. And number two, while we're doing that, is investigating these underlying causes of inflammation. And as functional medicine practitioners, my wife and I routinely explore other possible causes of inflammation in our patients, including patients with depression. And as chronic inflammation is a prerequisite for all of these conditions, this is a step that has to be done. So these causes of inflammation that we test for include gut issues like SIBO and leaky gut and dysbiosis and gut infections, other chronic infections that can be viral, bacterial, or fungal. We test for low vitamin D levels. We test for exposure to heavy metals and mold and other biotoxins. We ask our patients about insomnia. We try to figure out if they have obstructive sleep apnea, and if so, they need to be on a CPAP machine. And there's many others. So when we talk about depression, we're not talking about a chemical imbalance. That is no longer the case. It's a medical myth, and it's been disproven. We are now operating on this immune cytokine model. And when we do that, and when we adopt that in anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle, and when we investigate these causes of infections and eliminate them, we notice that our patients with mood disorders such as depression get significantly better. And the efficacy of that treatment is so much better than just trial and error with drugs that carry with them the risk for serious adverse effects.
Sure. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280functionalmed.com. Once again, is the website. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some health talks coming up and also a couple of specials Dr. Riggs is offering for us. And so don't go anywhere, and we'll be back with more 5280 Functional Medicine with Dr. Mark Riggs.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. 5280 Functional Medicine is the company. 5280functionalmed.com is the website. And if you've missed any of our past shows, Dr. Riggs has done a great job on his website there, listing all of our past shows, even by topic. So if you get a chance, go through there, listen to some of those. And real quick, we're kind enough to give us a special the month of January, and you're going to extend that a week. And then got a big month here in February, cardiovascular. So let's talk a little bit about the special that's going to be ending in a week.
Sure.
And then tell us the new one.
Yep. So the special ending in a week is $50 off of every test that we offer. Every advanced diagnostic test that we offer, we're trying to help those New Year's resolutioners take more control over their health and get some answers that they've been lacking for many years. And so $50 off of all of our tests that we offer is for one more week. And then for the rest of the month of February, being that it's Cardiovascular Awareness Month, we're offering $50 off of our cardiometabolic testing for the entire month of February.
Okay, great. And health talks. Let's talk about those.
Yep. The next upcoming health talk is going to be Saturday, February 15th at 10:30 in the morning at the Parker Natural Grocers. And that, going with the theme of cardiovascular risk awareness, it's going to be on how to reduce your cardiovascular risk.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Again, these are free talks, chance for you to get to meet Dr. Riggs, and his wife does some of these as well.
Yep, but bring your friends, bring a family member, bring anybody that you want, and come and enjoy a 60 to 90 minute talk about reducing cardiovascular risk factors. Again, it's the number one killer, and it doesn't hurt to get a little bit more educated about it and figure out what you can do, you know, in real life terms to really hit the ground running and make changes starting today.
Sure, absolutely. And once again, their number 720-722-0386 if you're interested in the testings and special offers there.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Scott, So I wanted to discuss another medical myth and misconception. That's another thing like the chemical imbalance theory of depression. It's called the diet heart hypothesis, and this hypothesis states that eating cholesterol and saturated fat raises our cholesterol in our blood and also raises our risk for cardiovascular event and death. And it originated with studies in both animals and humans more than half a century ago and has been adopted by mainstream medicine and popular culture. However, more recent and higher quality evidence just absolutely doesn't support it. So, you know, I mentioned cardiovascular disease is one of the most misdiagnosed and mistreated conditions in medicine. It affects 65 million Americans. Close to 1 million Americans have a heart attack every year, and in the U.S., one person dies every 39 seconds from cardiovascular disease. And we've learned a tremendous amount about what causes heart disease in the past decade, but the medical establishment is still operating on outdated science from 40 to 50 years ago. So I wanted to talk about that today. These studies were very flawed in several important ways, including being short-term, not taking into account looking at other important variables, and only noting an increase in LDL in many cases, and assuming that an increase in cholesterol and saturated fat in the diet increases mortality when there is absolutely no science to support that assumption. So the studies also didn't take into account something called the healthy user bias, which is basically a phenomenon in research that makes it difficult to pinpoint one precise cause and effect of the research. And the individuals they studied who ate the highest amounts of cholesterol-containing food, usually conventionally raised animal products, which we are told are unhealthy for us, were also more likely to engage in other unhealthy behaviors like smoking and not exercising and eating an unhealthy diet and overall. And conversely, those who ate the lowest amount of cholesterol-containing foods, like vegetarians, are also more likely to engage in other healthy, quote-unquote, healthy behaviors because they're generally more health conscious. And so this makes isolating a specific cause and effect very difficult and makes the results of those early studies very weak. We also need to remember that the vast majority of nutritional science is based on prospective cohort studies which don't determine causation. They're meant to identify trends, and then we test those trends with randomized controlled trials to establish causation, but prospective cohort studies are used primarily in nutrition science because it's often extremely difficult or impossible, as you can imagine, to perform long-term randomized controlled trials on people and their diets. So for the first half of a century, the medical establishment has vigorously promoted the notion that high cholesterol is a primary risk factor for coronary heart disease, and that a diet high in saturated fat and cholesterol causes heart disease. But these hypotheses are, although they're widely accepted as fact by physicians and the general public, despite the overwhelming body of evidence otherwise, and I'm going to go into those right now. For example, the well-designed cholesterol feeding studies that have taken place, which fed volunteers 2 to 4 eggs a day and then measured their cholesterol, show that dietary cholesterol has very little impact on blood cholesterol levels in about 75% of the population. And the remaining 25% of the population are referred to as hyper-responders. In this group, dietary cholesterol does increase modestly, the LDL cholesterol modestly increases, but also the HDL increases, and there's no net effect on the overall LDL to HDL ratio or total cholesterol to HDL ratio, and therefore doesn't increase our risk for heart disease. And now it's true that some studies on saturated fat saturated fat intake raises blood cholesterol levels. These studies are almost always short-term, lasting only a few weeks. And when longer-term studies were done, they haven't shown any association between saturated fat intake and blood cholesterol levels. In fact, of all the long-term studies examining this issue, only one of them showed a clear association between saturated fat and cholesterol levels, and even that association was weak. Additional studies on low-carbohydrate diets, which tend to be higher in saturated fat than the average diet, suggest that they don't raise blood cholesterol. They actually have several beneficial impacts on cardiovascular risk markers. For example, a meta-analysis of 17 low-carbohydrate diet trials involving 1,140 obese patients published in the journal Obesity Reviews found that low-carb diets neither increased nor decreased LDL cholesterol. However, they did find that low-carb diets, again, which are high in saturated fat, are associated with a significant decrease in body weight as well as improvements in several cardiovascular risk factors, including decrease in triglycerides, fasting glucose, blood pressure, body mass index, abdominal circumference, plasma insulin, C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker, as well as increased HDL. And another large meta-analysis of prospective studies, including close to 350 participants, found no association between saturated fat and heart disease. A Japanese prospective study that followed 58,000 men for an average of 14 years found no association between saturated fat intake and heart disease, and actually an inverse association was exposed between saturated fat and stroke. So therefore, those who ate the most saturated fat had the lowest risk for stroke.
Wow.
So there's lots of research on this. It's very abundant. This diet heart hypothesis of eating too much cholesterol and saturated fat is gonna make, you know, your numbers go up and cause you result in a greater risk of a coronary event is absolutely not proven. It's unscientific and it's not true. And what's interesting, Scott, moreover, is that even the founder of the diet heart hypothesis, his name is Ansel Keys, he actually eventually reversed his support for a low cholesterol diet in 1991. And so did the former president of the American College of Cardiology, Sylvan Lee Weinberg, in 2004. And these articles, again, are all posted on our website. You can go there and check them out and check out all the research of what I'm talking about. But by the time this debunked hypothesis had already become deeply ingrained in American popular culture, and the food companies and the media were all on board, and the train had already left the station. So the wheels were in motion, and everything had already started by the time that these people who originally founded this idea reversed their position on their own hypothesis. So what's also worth noting is that ever since the low cholesterol, low fat craze began in the 60s and 70s as a result of these poorly done studies in the 40s and 50s, the fat and cholesterol in many food products was replaced by sugar. And ever since that dramatic shift in the standard American diet, there's been a steady rise in rates of chronic disease across the board, with cardiovascular disease leading as the number one cause of death. And that is despite all of the fancy treatments and medical technologies and drug therapies that have evolved in the past 60 years. So that's pretty astounding. Another interesting fact that's really, really important that's worth noting that people really have to know about is that in 2015, the U.S. government quietly and almost secretively revised its dietary guidelines and dropped the limit, the strict limit on cholesterol in our diet, in our American dietary guidelines. And those that were in place since the 1960s. And the reason for that is because this newer science didn't support any association between eating cholesterol in the diet and heart disease, but the news was kept quiet and not reported because the U.S. government probably didn't want us questioning what else they've had wrong for the last 60 years.
Sure.
As far as nutrition science. So despite the failure of the diet-heart hypothesis and the steady increasing death rates due to cardiovascular disease, most of the medical community, including the American Heart Association, unfortunately, continues to promote these outdated dietary guidelines for patients with high cholesterol and heart disease, which typically includes low-fat, low-cholesterol diets. It's just so ingrained mm-hmm. in our culture. According to the Inter-Heart Study, which examined cardiovascular risk in 51 countries, 9 out of the top 10 strongest risk factors for heart disease are modifiable by changes in diet and lifestyle. That Inter-Heart study is on our website. You can check it out for anybody who's out there listening that are nerds like my wife and I. All these links are on our research article tab on our website. So check them out. Show them to your doctor maybe even.
Sure.
Maybe change the way they practice. Maybe not. But you might be able to help them out if they're open-minded. So I just thought I wanted to conclude by, you know, when I get done dismantling these medical myths, it doesn't do me any good to just badmouth the way conventional medicine is doing things without providing an alternative, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what our practice is all about. It's all about providing our patients with the alternative to the conventional standard, which is often behind the times on the scientific literature, is often operating on outdated information, because once a drug gets introduced into the market and becomes a multi-billion-dollar moneymaker, how are you going to go back on that just overnight with new research?
Sure.
It's been ingrained for decades, and it's going to continue that way. So I mentioned the top 9 out of the top 10 risk factors for heart disease are modifiable by changes in diet and lifestyle. And some of those important changes include, and that this is what we help our patients through making these decisions, making these lifestyle changes. A paleo-Mediterranean diet has been shown in the scientific literature to be the most effective food plan for reversing cardiometabolic disease. Same thing with on the exercise side, high intensity interval training. And we counsel and coach our patients on how to do this appropriately. Sitting less and standing and walking more, getting better sleep, managing that stress, focusing on heart healthy nutrients like cold water, fatty fish are excellent sources of EPA and DHA. Monounsaturated fats, including olive oil, olives, macadamia nuts, and avocados. Antioxidant-rich foods from a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables, as well as organ meats, eggs, grass-fed dairy, polyphenol-rich foods like green tea, blueberries, extra virgin olive oil, red wine, citrus fruits, hibiscus tea, dark chocolate, coffee, turmeric, numerous herbs and spices. These are all things that we have to take the time as physicians to sit down with our patients to really make the significant and long-lasting changes. And unfortunately, patients get none of this from most doctors. What they get is, what's your cholesterol? And then they get a statin, and none of it's helping.
Sure.
So we need a change. So please reach out to us at 5280functionalmed.com. Give us a call, and we can help sit down with you, talk about your diet and lifestyle, run some advanced laboratory tests so that we can tailor a diet and lifestyle program specific for your body.
Absolutely. Once again, don't forget the specials. Well, for one more week, we're doing the $50 off of really any testing that they have. And then also for the month of February, the cardiovascular testing, $50 off of that. Free call, 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. Just mentioned you heard Dr. Riggs here on Haystack Health Radio. So Dr. Riggs, as always, great information. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Thank you so much for joining us for Haystack Help Radio today. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.